We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, optimistic viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, HispSat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 77 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh-Virang, Channel 40 on CSSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouer, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blundellsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Itablessemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogotá, Colombia, in Beavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabolica Beavista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASU Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SAA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilang County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozhe City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Duliu City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong An Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotot, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recamp Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Brazil creates a new university for its students and those of Africa. In community news, a Mongolian member of parliament saves a family from drowning. In animal news, Australian police dogs help keep citizens safe. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 26th, esteemed Angolan poet and activist Mario Coelho Pinto de Andrade is remembered. He was born in 1928 in Galungo Alto, Angola, and passed away on this day in 1990. Mr. Andrade was a leader in the independence movement of Angola. In the late 1950s, he was an editor for African Presence, a prominent French-language journal of African literature. Mr. Andrade wrote his poems in his native language of Kimbundu. He also penned works in Portuguese and edited several anthologies of African poetry written in Portuguese. Moreover, he assisted in organizing the Congress of Black Writers and Artists in 1959 in Rome. May Mario Coelho Pinto de Andrade's legacy of dedication to African writers and his country continue to be appreciated by future generations.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from Angola. Floods set off by incessant downpours affected nearly 12,000 residents of the southern province of Cunene, with many homes and at least 400 agricultural fields that were destroyed. Conveying her heartfelt sorrow and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai had donated $10,000, asking that our nearby association members please go to assist the most vulnerable. This amount could purchase $53,000 in emergency aid if acquired in the United States, based on Angola's cost of living. As soon as conditions permitted, our association's relief team from Cameroon traveled to Cunene, covering their own expenses of approximately $650. As per Supreme Master Qinghai's request for updates, the following is a report from our association's relief team.
Regarding relief efforts in southern Angola, Cunene province, most beloved master, once we arrived at the capital of Cunene on Jiva, the provincial government guided us to the Direction of Social Assistance and Reinsertion, or MINAS, whose director, Mr. Nande, happily received us and gave us more details. We found that 24,000 people had been severely affected by floods in December 2009 and April 2010, with the remote Mupa town being most affected. Mr. Nande accompanied us 110 kilometers to Mupa town to have a look. There, the Angolan government had already set up two victim centers and provided tents for the afflicted villagers. The most needed item right now is food. With Master's donation, we bought 10 tons of rice. Upon hearing of our intentions to render aid, Mr. Huang, the director of the China Road and Bridge Company, or CRBC, readily offered us free transportation to bring the rice to the disaster areas. We distributed the rice to the flood victims, along with SOS flyers containing information on the vegan solution to global warming. Even though we could not understand the local language of the recipients, we could clearly see their happiness and gratitude. We told them that it was Supreme Master Qinghai who had sent us to help them as soon as possible. We are also thankful from the depth of our hearts to know of Master's far-reaching love and concern. With much love, Relief Team from Cameroon Center.
Our gratefulness to Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to share these updates with our global viewers and to our association's foreign group for providing this report. Mr. Nande, Mr. Huang, and the Angolan government, we sincerely appreciate your helpful assistance, as we are also thankful for the comforting aid of Supreme Master Qinghai and the efforts of our association's relief team. May heaven bless the people of Angola with a smooth recovery of their regular daily lives as humanity's kinder lifestyles help steady the ecosphere.
Floods inundate Sudan. Heavy rains that brought flooding to North Kordofan province in western Sudan on Monday, August 23rd, have cost the lives of at least 32 people, with 18 injured, as nearly 900 houses were completely collapsed, while 11,000 were partially destroyed, and more than 40 public facilities affected. The Committee for Floods also stated that the Nile River could reach a critical stage and called for caution from residents in saving properties and lives. Conveying her condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our nearby association members please go if possible to offer help, adding that funds are available to send to an aid organization already working in the area if it is not possible for them to go. We are thankful for the concern of Supreme Master Ching-Hai, as our sympathies go to those who lost loved ones, and we pray for the flood victims' soon recovery of stable lives. May such distressing situations as these subside with our gentler regard of all beings.
Record floods sweep Yemen. On Monday, August 23rd, Yemen's government reported that the Az-Zuraa district of western Yemen's Al-Hudaydah province had been hit by its heaviest floods in 40 years, causing about 10 fatalities, with 3 people still missing. Some 50 homes were damaged or destroyed as several agricultural lands were washed away. The provincial leadership immediately formed a committee to assess the damage. Just last week, the district had also been ravaged by floods that destroyed 250 homes. Our appreciation, Yemeni officials, for your prompt response to the disaster. We are saddened to know of the lives lost as we pray for the protection of the Yemeni people and that such destructive events are alleviated through our more loving stewardship of the earth.
Argentine Nature Reserve threatened by forest fire. On Sunday, August 22nd, high winds worsened a blaze in northern Argentina's Jujuy province, consuming some 3,000 hectares before drought conditions spread it quickly to Calaligua National Park, home to many of the nation's endangered birds and animals. The flames, which reportedly were sparked by farmers clearing land for livestock grazing and crops a week ago, have scorched approximately 1,500 hectares in the nature preserve thus far, including an area of protected plant species. As of Tuesday, the fires continued out of control, with the irregular terrain hampering efforts to contain them. Our prayers and appreciation are with all firefighting personnel as we pray for the safety of the precious animal and plant co-inhabitants. May such perils soon subside through humanity's adoption of lifestyles more in harmony with nature.
Supreme Master Ching-Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Six Nation Railway Link agreed. The 16th Greater Mekong Subregion, or GMS, ministerial meeting that concluded Saturday, August 21st, gathered dignitaries from the 6 member nations of Cambodia, China, Laos, Myanmar, Thailand, and Ao Lak, or Vietnam, in the Ao Lak Seas or Vietnamese city of Hanoi. During the meeting, the ministers discussed Mekong River water management for the first time, agreeing that conserving this precious resource is a priority, both in terms of food security and maintaining a balance with nature, especially in light of climate change. They also unanimously conveyed their support for a joint project that will connect the residents of their 6 countries. The rail link is expected to be complete by 2020 and will serve some 300 million people throughout the region. Our respectful salute, participating ministers and countries, for your cordial and progressive forum. May the people of all your beautiful nations prosper in harmonious relations with each other and our natural world.
Passerby step in to rescue family from fire. When her mobile home burst into flames, mother Katrina Ish of Washington, USA, escaped with 3 of her 4 children and was frantically trying to get back inside to rescue the infant, not realizing as well that one of her daughters had returned to the home. Stopping his car when he saw the blaze, neighbor Peter Deardorff spotted the 3-year-old and was able to run into the house and bring her out safely. At the same time, passers-by Miss Robin Adair and her boyfriend Shane Barubi saw Miss Ish trying to reach a screen window in the back to save her 11-month-old daughter Bobby. Miss Adair rushed over, asked Miss Ish to hoist her up, and then removed the screen, crawled through and found the child. However, she nearly lost her way in the engulfing black smoke until she heard Shane calling from inside the window. The couple was able to emerge with the baby unharmed, only moments before flames shot out from the room where they had been standing. Holding back her tears, Miss Ish spoke with gratitude of the efforts that saved her children's lives. The Mason County Fire Department, whose firefighters extinguished the blaze but said that the home was destroyed, is also presenting honors to the lifesavers for their valor. We are deeply touched by your selfless and courageous actions, Peter Deardorff, Robin Adair and Shane Berube. Heaven bless your gentle hearts and fearless spirits that have kept a young family together in love and happiness. For their brave and life-saving deeds, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honouring Peter Deardorff, Robin Adair and Shane Berube, each with a Shining World Hero Award, as well as $2,000 to help the Each family out meanwhile.
Save Our Planet, accounting for nitrogen in food sustainability. In a recent study, University of Pittsburgh environmental scientists Dr. Shui Shiabo and Professor Amy Landis in Pennsylvania, USA, calculated the nitrogen footprints of various foods. They then compared this measure of environmental impact with the same food's carbon footprint. Nitrogen pollution is created from nitrogen and phosphorus fertilizer runoff, as well as nitrogen contained in livestock manure, both of which are washed by rain into rivers and out to bays and the ocean, where they spur the growth of algae, which dies and is then consumed by bacteria.
The oxygen-depriving effects of the bacteria create the often massive dead zones, such as the 8,000 square mile area near the Mississippi River in the Gulf of Mexico. Of all the foods measured by the scientists, meat and dairy products top the list as the most nitrogen-damaging to the ecosystem, while plant-based foods had the lowest impact.
Our appreciation, Drs. Landis and Shui, for helping us to understand the environmental damage caused by nitrogen and its primary source in animal products. May such insights motivate us all to adopt the truly eco-friendly plant-based lifestyle.
During a November 2009 video conference in Washington, D.C., USA, Supreme Master Ching Hai explained the harms of livestock waste to both the environment and lives, while suggesting the simplest way to reverse the problem.
Livestock produce 130 times as much waste as the human population in the U.S. Can you imagine that? In Virginia state, even the poultry farms are producing 1.5 times polluting nitrogen more than all the people living in the same area. We are killing ourselves. One time, an 8-acre large, such pig manure lagoon bust in North Carolina and spilling 25 million gallons of this poisonous waste, twice the volume of the notorious Exxon Valdez oil spill. Hundreds of millions of fish in the state's New River were killed instantly due to the nitrates in the waste, with further harmful effects once the contamination reached the ocean. Not only that, we have the enormous dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico, the size of New Jersey, which suffocates all marine life there. And this is overwhelmingly due to the nitrogen runoff from the Midwest, from the animal waste and the fertilizers for the animal feed crops. This waste is toxic. It contains antibiotics, hormones, and pesticides, and 10 to 100 times the concentration of deadly pathogens like E. coli and Salmonella compared to human waste. There is very good reason to abolish meat, fish, eggs, and dairy, or the animal product altogether. We must stop animal production now, and at all costs, if we want to keep this planet.
Save Our Planet. Already enduring food shortages due to a prolonged drought, millions of Nigerians now face conditions of complete starvation as torrential rains and flooding wash away the few crops that had survived.
Save Our Planet. The 19th UN Environment Programme International Children's Painting Competition awards top honours to 14-year-old Coco Ton Chi Ting of Hong Kong for her painting warning of the effects of pollution on animals and planet Earth.
Save Our Planet. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, launches a web-based discussion forum inviting the public's ideas and feedback to protect the nation's drinking water, as well as foster new technologies and improved public health.
Save Our Planet. The unprecedented scorching temperatures in Japan this summer has caused 132 people to lose their lives and over 30,000 to be hospitalized due to heat-related health issues.
Save Our Planet. The Sweden-based global Global Water Partnership and the African Ministers' Council on Water call for this vital resource to be included in climate change negotiations, stating that it is at the center of nearly all global warming effects.
Hello, I'm Miki Dewana and I live naturally on a plant-based diet. Today I have a tip on sun-drying fruit. This process allows you to preserve quality nutrition and enjoy your delicious apples, grapes, or other fruit when the growing season has passed. If you live in a climate with low humidity and lots of sunshine, it might be an option you want to try. Check online or in your local library for the best methods to use. Many thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for watching. And now, the weather around the world.
In education news, a new university will be created for both African and Brazilian students. Brazil has announced plans to start construction in mid-2011 of the Federal University of Portuguese-Brazilian-African Integration. The institution of higher learning, to be located in the state of Ceará in the northeast of Brazil, will be attended by 10,000 students, 50% of whom will be from Africa. Our warmest congratulations, Brazil, on your upcoming intercultural university. May the bright and eager students of Brazil and Africa be graced with outstanding educational opportunities and lasting friendships.
In community news, a Mongolian member of parliament saved a family from drowning. The Honorable Dr. Ulan Chultum rescued Mr. U Batuhu, his son, and two daughters from the Yuru River as they were caught in a whirlpool. Mr. Batuhu's son lost his shoes in the deep river and fell in while trying to retrieve them. Seeing this, Mr. Batuhu, who does not know how to swim, went in after his son. Soon his two daughters also entered the water and they all became trapped by the strong currents. Mr. Batuhu was able to call out for help. Fortunately, the Honorable Dr. Ulan heard and bravely jumped into the river, rescuing the three children. With the assistance of another individual at the scene, he was able to bring Mr. Batuhu, who had lost consciousness, to safety. Mr. Batuhu and his family were profoundly grateful to the Honorable Dr. Ulan. In addition, the Honorable Dr. Ulan is the president of the Mongolian Amateur Swimming Federation. He thoughtfully arranged that the children of Mr. Batuhu receive swimming lessons free of charge. May heaven bless you, Honorable Dr. Ulan Chultum, for your noble and heroic deed that saved four precious lives. Also, our accolades for your gift of swimming training. May the fortunate Batuhu family be graced with many joyous times and an ever more profound appreciation of this treasured life. for Dr. Chiltum's courageous action, Supreme Master Qinghai is awarding him with the Shining World Hero Award. Coming up, Australian police dogs provide security clearance for the Prime Minister of the nation. We'll go out to smell some flowers and come right back. More harmonious news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, heartwarming news for a reassuring world. In animal news, Australian police dogs provide many services. Tasmania's Police Department Dog Squad works at airports and sea terminals to detect any dangerous devices. The intelligent canines also give security clearance when the Prime Minister of the nation or other dignitaries are visiting Tasmania. Bravo, precious canines, for your selfless dedication to keeping us safe. May all our loyal dog friends be cherished and protected evermore.
Please join us for an original joke written by Supreme Master Qinghai. The joke, told in Danish, is entitled New Vase.
Ny stuepige til chefen. Jeg har fået en ny kinesisk vase i stuen til dig. Hvor har du så flyttet min Qing-dynastiet vase til? Åh, den gamle ødelagte tingest. Jeg dumpede den i skraldespanden, selvfølgelig.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Supreme Master Qinghai International Association, thank you for starting the chain of vegan restaurants. It was through your free rotational advertisements that I discovered the Loving Hut chain. While visiting San Francisco with my husband, niece, and nephew, we were delighted to walk into a Loving Hut restaurant, and I was able to introduce vegan fare to my nephew. When we went to San Diego, my nephew and I were blessed again with vegan offerings from San Diego's Loving Hut. Incidentally, we overcame three eventful circumstances on the road that could have negatively impacted our vacation. Though I'm not initiated yet, I truly believe in the protective power of Supreme Master Qinghai and veganism and encourage more viewers to adopt a vegan diet. I hope the Master's power and love will help my husband and niece, both vegetarians, to be vegans, and my nephew to persuade his parents to adopt a vegan diet soon for the love of all life. Blessings, Joe from Ridgecrest, USA.
Joyous Joe, your warm note is much appreciated. The family of vegan restaurants is inspired by Supreme Master Qinghai's loving vision of offering affordable and delicious plant-based meals to the many turning to the cruelty-free lifestyle. We pray that all transition to the plant-based diet to safeguard our noble selves, our cherished earth, and beautiful animal friends. Also, we're glad to hear that you were able to avoid incidents during your vacation. To those that have faith in the protective powers of an enlightened master, the benefits are immense. God bless you and the high-thinking people of the United States.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May our world be embraced with everlasting peace.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Dr. Liu Chia Chun, founder of Taiwan Root Medical Peace Corps, or TRMPC, leads a team of trained personnel to perform free medical services in remote areas of Nicaragua.
As the fire emergency eases in Russia, President Dmitry Medvedev phones Turkish President Abdullah Gül to convey his thanks for the country's willing aid, as he also offers Russian assistance for the fires currently afflicting Turkey.
The 33 miners found safe in a collapsed Chilean mine receive supplies to sustain them as rescue efforts continue, with help being requested from U.S. Space Agency scientists since the miners' currently confined conditions are similar to those experienced in space.
Cambodia and Thailand indicate their decision to resume normalized diplomatic relations as each country's ambassador returns to his post in the capital cities of Phnom Penh and Bangkok, respectively.
At the suggestion of Assemblyman Anthony Portantino, the Department of Motor Vehicles in California, USA, agrees to add an animal safety advisory in the state driver's handbook that cautions against leaving dogs in hot, unattended cars.
The Bangladesh High Court rules that wearing any form of religious clothing, such as veils in workplaces or schools, is a personal choice and not a requirement.
Former taxi driver Hassan Mohamud Mohammed of Mogadishu, Somalia, begins transporting patients in the conflict-ridden city, risking his own safety to bring injured individuals to local hospitals as part of a volunteer ambulance service.
French First Lady Carla Bruni Sarkozy joins other international calls for clemency as she appeals to the Iranian government to spare the life of Ms. Sakineh Mohammadi Ashtiani.
At Central Kitsap Beach in Washington State, USA, volunteers rescue hundreds of thousands of oysters from dry conditions where they had been washed up on the beach, moving them closer to the water to help ensure their survival.
Zaytuna College in California, USA, seeks to be the first U.S.-accredited Muslim college providing education and preparation for professional, intellectual, and spiritual leaders in the Islamic tradition.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.